The Alaska Board of Fisheries started an annual work session in Anchorage today, and salmon hatcheries will be a prominent topic of discussion. The board will consider whether to add issues surrounding production levels to future agendas, and it will kick off a broader discussion on the hatchery industry tomorrow. KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports.
Disagreements over salmon hatcheries have been roiling over the past few years, and those arguments have played out at Board of Fish meetings. Hatchery opponents want the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to conduct more studies on the effects of hatchery fish that spawn with wild populations, and to start examining potential ocean carrying capacity issues. The department is currently in the midst of a large hatchery wild spawning study. Hatchery operators point to that as an example of due diligence by the department. Operators like Cook Inlet Aquaculture Executive Director Gary Fondery say they're ready for the board's broad discussion on the state of hatcheries Tuesday, which may touch on some of those issues.
We're prepared for it. The hatchery programs are based on good, sound science, and we follow those principles. They're well regulated by the Department of Fish and Game, and we believe that we are above board with everything that we're doing.
An emergency petition back in March sparked the board's discussion. The petition asked the board to look into Prince William Sound pinks that have been straying into Lower Cook Inlet streams. Valdez Fisheries Development Association Executive Director Mike Wells thinks the discussion will help the public better understand how hatcheries operate.
I think that the hatchery community will be there and ready to provide comment, certainly to correct any misunderstandings or miscommunications of areas with regard to our program.
Others are hoping those conversations will lead to change. Ricky Geese is the executive director of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, and he acknowledges the department is studying hatchery-wild interactions in freshwater. However, he says a recent Fish and Game report reviewing the state's hatchery policies shows the department's reluctance to study interactions in the open ocean. He hopes the board will take up that issue in its discussions.
What few people realize is that we have more salmon in the ocean than ever before, yet over the last decade, the average size of salmon have actually been decreasing. What is driving that? We have record numbers, but we're, driving the average size down.
Geese also says recent king and sockeye run failures are evidence that large numbers of hatchery fish, namely pink salmon, are increasing competition in the Gulf of Alaska. Fish and Game's report says those issues could be the result of many environmental factors. While it's unclear what direction the board's broader discussion may go, members will also consider two agenda change requests surrounding hatchery production, specifically the harvesting of eggs. Geese's organization submitted one of those requests, which mirrors an emergency petition it submitted earlier this year, asking the board to prevent the Valdez Fisheries Development Association from increasing its egg take by 20 million at its Solomon Gulch hatchery.
So the board decided that it wasn't an emergency situation, but that doesn't mean that the situation isn't important. And this is the next available opportunity outside of an emergency request to try and get the issue on the agenda of the Board of Fisheries.
It's unknown whether the board will put the item on a future agenda, as the eggs have already been collected and hatched. Another proposal is also asking the board to set a statewide cap on hatchery production. I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting in Homer.